Commentator Ian Guest visited the killing fields in 1980 and returned to Cambodia in 1992 to work with the United Nations. He believes that Pol Pot's image has actually distorted and overshadowed the tragedy in Cambodia.
Like all of history's great tyrants, Pol Pot put a face to evil. It may have been his most mischievous legacy. We will never understand his Khmer Rouge or their insane experiment that may have killed a million Cambodians, but the fact that it was insane helps us to forget that Cambodia's agony began in the late 1960s, when the country was dragged from neutrality and forced to take sides in the Vietnam War. By the 1980s, the Khmer Rouge were out of power. There was no doubt that they'd committed mass murder on a fantastic scale. Their killing fields were being dug up, their torture chamber at Tuol Seleng was open to tourists. But they were now also viewed by the West as a bulwark against Vietnamese communism. I can remember visiting Khmer Rouge bases on the Thai border and watching UN food being handed over to their fighters. Pol Pot's infamous deeds evidently paled against the need to support his guerrilla war against Vietnam. Amnesia was setting in. The legend, however, was back in place by 1992, when the UN dispatched a huge peacekeeping force to rebuild Cambodia. Pol Pot and his clique never really supported the peace plan, but instead of calling their bluff, we bought into the myth. We used to swap stories of how the Khmer Rouge enforced discipline by forcing their recruits to eat human body parts. Professional soldiers in the UN mission loved the idea that they were up against tough, disciplined fighters. It made it easier for them to stand by and plead helplessness while the Khmer Rouge killed unarmed UN election monitors. Pol Pot's evil image has held us in thrall to the very last. There was surely something grotesque about the way that the US shopped around for a friendly government to prosecute the sick old man. That should have been done years ago when he was up to his elbows in blood. Pol Pot must not be forgotten, but we will do Cambodia no favours by continuing to distort his legacy. The best way to commemorate this uniquely evil man is to ensure that he stays unique. That means setting up a tough, independent criminal court to deter any such future outbreaks of insanity.
Ian Guest writes about international affairs from Geneva and Washington.